SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In the closing 2 weeks of the presidential campaign, polls continued to show an extremely tight contest. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says his Democratic opponent, Tim Walz, has a tough job to do in defending Kamala Harris.
He's got to try to pretend that Kamala Harris didn't raise the price of groceries by 25%, but of course she did. He's got to pretend that she didn't increase housing costs in the state of Nevada by 38%. But of course she did, and he's got to pretend that she didn't open the American southern border, but of course she did.
At a CNN town hall last night, Vice President Harris said that she would cut her own path if elected and would offer a new approach to governing. She also doubled down on her belief that Donald Trump is a fascist. On the topic of religious faith, the vice president said she prays every day and was taught that faith is a verb. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing factory workers have rejected the company's latest contract offer and will stay on the picket lines in a strike that has now lasted 6 weeks. This Boeing employee didn't like the proposed contract.
A lot of people that have been here for X amount of years and not having a raise, and we're seeing other companies, you know, Shippers Union, 67% raise. I'm like, you know, and the people that have been here in this leading industry, the biggest aerospace company in the world, we would like to see better from them, and we deserve better from them.
The offer included pay raises of 35% over 4 years, but Boeing's refusal to restore a traditional pension plan is a sticking point. North Carolina officials say the catastrophic flooding and destruction from Hurricane Helene likely caused at least $53 billion in damages and recovery needs in the state. Lawmakers are meeting today to consider further relief. This is SRN News. The battle over gay marriage comes to South Korea.
2 million evangelical Christians in the country are planning to pray together on Sunday as lawmakers consider a bill that would allow same-sex couples to share health care benefits. Clergymen and pro-family advocates in South Korea fear that if the measure passes, it will be the first step toward eventual legalization of homosexual unions. Asia is socially conservative as a rule, but a growing number of countries there are beginning to legalize gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has heard arguments on whether he should temporarily block a new Louisiana law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by January 1st. Opponents say the law is an unconstitutional violation of separation of church and state. Proponents argue that the measure is not solely religious, but also has historical significance to the foundation of American law. This is SRN News. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is fining Apple and Goldman Sachs $89 million for mishandling Apple Card transactions.
The Bureau says Apple failed to send tens of thousands of Apple Card disputes to Goldman. And when such customer disputes were reported, the investment bank did not follow federal requirements for investigating. The agency says many consumers faced long waits to get their money back from disputed charges and in some cases saw damages to their credit reports. Beyond penalties and relief to those impacted, the agency is barring Goldman from launching another new credit card unless it can prove the product will comply with the law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Secretary of State Blinken is on his 11th trip to the Middle East this week since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. He's meeting with officials in hopes of breaking the logjam of ceasefire talks. More details at SRNnews.com.